Good Wednesday afternoon, and welcome to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Carrie Bolt with the Office of Veterans Affairs, and now live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery, and I have managed to pull him away to sit down and talk to us. That's right. We're talking about Carrie Bolt with Veterans Affairs. We are going to be talking about what is going to be happening this week. The wall has arrived here in Greenwood. It's the wall that healed. Carrie said that, is it September 12th yet? I tell you what, this is a lot of work to pull this together, isn't it, Carrie?
Yes, ma'am. It surely is.
And I know you're excited because you had a great turnout yesterday. The weather wasn't that great, but you had a good turnout bringing the wall right in here to Greenwood.
We did. We had a huge rally, and we finally got it to Greenwood. And I'm going to tell you, law enforcement was instrumental in helping us get here with no flaws.
With no flaws. Now, this is an expensive proposition that you bring in here to Greenwood. I mean, the wall itself, the wall that heals, I understand there's like only, I believe, three in the United States that go to different venues.
Yes, ma'am. The wall that heals, it's a standalone company, so there's just one. And it's the half-scale replica.
Sure. But it takes a lot to bring it here. It is a... Now, tell us a little bit about it, Carrie. I've been talking about it, but tell us a little bit about it. I drove by and saw them setting it up, so what can you tell us about it?
Well, it's actually half-scale of the real Vietnam Wall, and it has all 58,000-plus names on it. And
I guess it's updated, too, as if they find another name that goes on the wall, they update it?
Yes, ma'am. Currently stays current anytime that somebody would be added.
Now, if somebody wanted, one of the things that I've been talking about, it has all the names on it. So, but if somebody wanted a rubbing off that, aren't they providing a computer-generated one off the real wall?
They're doing that. They can print it off here for you that evening, or what they can do, you can fill out a card, and when they go back to D.C., the cards they'll take and give it to their people, and they'll actually go to the real wall and do a rubbing and mail it back free to that particular person.
So there's no cost for doing it?
None.
Wow. That's an amazing service. That is an amazing service.
Yes, ma'am.
It is. Now, what is your hope here for this event this week? I mean, we've got the wall here. We've got the Black Hawk helicopter. We've got a health fair. What is your hope for this whole event that's going to be going on all week, Carrie?
My main objective is to get people to actually pay more attention to people that serve this country actively and those that have served in the past, and also to bring some attention to police, fire, and EMS based on the simple fact that we just take it for granted, all of the services. And this is where rubber meets the road to these people.
Absolutely. And, of course, the Vietnam Wall is, I think, so important because we do celebrate our heroes more today than we did back when they came home from Vietnam. I think this is important. I guess that's why it's called the Wall That Heals.
Yes, ma'am. And it's about time, and there's a lot of Vietnam veterans right here in this county. And these guys and gals didn't get the welcome that they needed. So that's another big thing.
Absolutely. So the wall will actually, you're having opening ceremonies tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am.
And I guess we'll have some dignitaries there pulling this all together and giving us some speeches that tell us about the whole event here.
Well, it's just really going to be really short. Have some VIPs there, Senator Odell, Senator Nicholson, and some other dignitaries from the city. And my main thing is just to have them welcome the public to such a great event. And then from there, we're going to take and just turn it over to the public.
Now, there will be people there, I understand, that will be able to point you in the direction because, you know, it's phenomenal to me that any name that is on that wall, they can find it in a minute if they need to find it. If they can't, if somebody doesn't know everything about it, they can actually find it by the city that they're from or the town that they're from or the state that they're from. There's a lot of ways to do this, but you'll actually have volunteers that will be helping there.
Yes, ma'am. The volunteers, their job, they can either go up to the trailer display that we have there, and the computer can actually locate the name, or they actually have a huge book roster. And then once you get the name, we'll have the volunteers, if you need be, to escort them out to that particular panel, mm-hmm, in line and find that name for them.
Sure. So... this is an excellent opportunity. If you are not, if you don't think you will probably ever get up to Washington, D.C., or even if you have been to Washington, D.C., it's a phenomenal experience, and I can't urge people enough to go out there and see this. Now, they've already got things blocked off over there at Lander. How's the parking going to be, Carrie? Can you tell us anything about what's going to happen there?
From the law enforcement side at Lander, they've said they're really good to go, and if we need to stretch it out in the city's been gracious enough. So, really, I'm telling you, I can't tell you how many people have really helped in this and with the city and the university, and they're pulling it off.
They're pulling it off.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
So parking should not be much of a problem. You probably don't want to expect to go over there in 5 minutes and leave. You better expect to be able to spend some time over there and not be in a hurry when you go.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I mean, take a chance and actually just see the great people that have served this country.
Exactly. Now, and the wall is open 24 hours?
Yes, ma'am. 24 hours a day.
So once it opens tomorrow, you can go anytime, day or night, and it will be. Now, is it lit over there so that people can see?
Yes, ma'am. It's a very humbling experience when you see it at night, too. So, yes, it's lit. It's secure. When we did it at Presbyterian College, I was really shocked to see how many people came, 2, 3, 4 in the morning, and just sat there. Some left gifts. Some left pictures. Some left military gear. It was just, well, all I can say is everybody needs to come out and actually see it.
Absolutely. Now, what happens to the stuff that people leave? I know at the Vietnam Wall in Washington, D.C., they actually gather it up each day, and it ends up at the Smithsonian. Do you have any idea what happens to the things that are left?
Well, what we did at PC, we kept the gear and the photos and stuff, and what we do at our Hall of Heroes at the courthouse in Lawrence, we move it in and out periodically and let people reminisce, and that's what we're going to do here. We're going to keep it here and for our display.
Now, we're going to have a Hall of Heroes right here in Greenwood. This is something new that you're starting right here.
I'm trying.
You're trying? Hey, Carrie, if I know you, you'll make it happen. You'll make it happen. But this is actually leading up to, on Sunday, the dedication of the Hall of Heroes. There's a big ceremony that's going to be at the Lander Amphitheater. I know you're going to want to hear more about it. We're going to be talking about all the events going on, so don't you go away. Stay right here with us. I have Carrie Bolt. He's been working hard. He says he's taking a week off after he gets through this because he's tired. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Monday, happy day. You're listening to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Carrie Bolt with the Office of Veterans Affairs. Now live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
That's right, we are over here. We're talking about all the things that are coming up this week with the Wall That Heals. They've got so many good things going on. I just want everybody to get out and participate and know about it. And, you know, you've had so many great sponsors that have really worked hard to pull this together. I know Lander University and Self Regional Healthcare, Bliss, Harley Funeral Home, Harley Davidson of Greenville.
Yes, ma'am. They were really big in our rally yesterday. But I'm going to tell you, another great club with bikes, mm-hmm. Greenwood Motorcycle Club. My God, they have been instrumental for us.
That's terrific.
Awesome.
That is terrific. And, of course, it goes, I mean, there are lots of people that you have listed here, I just did want to mention, you've been working on this since, gosh, I think I first met you back in April or May, maybe before that, but I remember when I met you then.
Yes, ma'am, that's when I had hair.
That's when you had hair.
That's right.
You look better then.
That's right. That's right.
Now, just for those that don't know, you work between Greenwood and Lawrence.
Yep.
One of the common misconceptions is that you've gotten more money since you've taken on Greenwood, but that's not true, is it?
No, ma'am, most definitely not.
That's why you've lost your hair.
Yes, ma'am, I've lost a lot.
All right. Well, I just wanted to clarify that for you. Kerry Bolt, he does work Veterans Affairs. Now, what exactly does Veterans Affairs do for our veterans?
Our primary job is to help veterans and their dependents with pension, compensation, and medical problems.
Okay.
And we get them their benefits.
So if somebody is having a problem getting their benefits, not getting what, and, you know, I think for a lot of veterans, part of the problem is you don't really know what you're supposed to get. I think that is part of a problem for a lot. You know, some have served. I know a lot of Vietnam vets have served and said, no, I'm just not going to ask for anything. But these benefits are there for them.
Yes, it is. And the thing is, like Vietnam era, for example, there's lots of issues, especially medical issues. And that's mm-hmm. why if a veteran's not sure, what we do, we deal with each veteran case by case.
And your job is actually to work for the veteran.
That is my job, totally.
I mean, sometimes people say, oh, he's on the government side. But, Kerry, where do you stand on this?
I'm like their lawyer.
You're like their lawyer?
That's right, because sooner or later I'm not going to be the VA man. I'm going to sit on the other side of that desk just like that man or woman
that comes
to my office. Yes, ma'am.
So you want to make sure that you get everything that you can. And it's tricky, isn't it, to get what is needed. I mean, it's hard because if you get turned down because you missed this piece of paper or this piece of information, it's not a dead end, is it?
No, it's not. And see, the thing is this. Lots of offices in the state, they'll give government forms to our veterans and say, okay, here you go, fill this out, bring it back. We do not. We keep track of all of our veterans' forms. We help them fill them out. Matter of fact, we actually do it. They just provide us the information, and then once the forms are completed, we mail the forms, and then we have the veteran and or his family bring the forms back for any follow-up.
So your job is to help. Now, when we're talking about veterans, what's the best way to go ahead and get a hold of your office, and where is your office, too?
My office is right here at Park Plaza in Greenwood.
Right there behind CPW, right across from Greenwood County Courthouse there. And a telephone number to call your office. Okay, well, we'll... All right. Kerry knows to call his office. The office number is 942-8531. That's 942-8531. So if you've got questions, go ahead and call the office. Now, there are people there every day, whether you're there, you know, because you do go between two offices. I know sometimes we call you and they say, oh, he's over in Lawrence, but you have people that are there every day.
Yes, ma'am. We have a staff that's there every day, and if they hit any type of red tape issues that they can't handle, if I'm in Lawrence or in Greenwood and then the other side needs me, they have a cell phone that is strapped to my head.
That's why you've lost so much hair.
That's right.
Okay. All right, Kerry. All right, well, we want to talk some more about this, but I just wanted people to know that this really was a benefit that we actually opened an office. Well, you've had an office here in Greenwood, but the fact that they've actually sort of combined really between the two by having one guy taking care of everything between the two, that should give you a lot of experience and a lot more knowledge between the two on where to go on things.
Yes, ma'am, and the thing is you're not being told different things by different places, and the other good thing is really we're able to actually have a complete staff on both sides of the lake, and we can actually help more people. You don't need a bunch of bosses. You need more employees to actually help that particular veteran. And also to hit on one good thing is now we, through the great help of the Greenwood County Council, we were able to bring on another employee with the savings that they got through me being here, and we had the Veterans Outreach Program. So that means my girl can actually take the county car and actually go to the bedside of a veteran who is sick, and she can actually do the paperwork via a laptop, printer, have it signed, then bring it back, and the process is
complete.
In the move. That's right.
It's in the mix, which a lot of people, I think a lot of people just get discouraged because they get roadblocked, and so they figure it's just the government and it's a roadblock.
That's right, especially a lot of our older veterans. That's where it really, really hurts there.
So you can help with this situation.
No, we can. We will.
You will help.
That's great.
And I think the other thing is that there's not a necessity if just because you've been turned down one time doesn't mean that it can't be reopened. Is that correct?
That's correct. The appellate process, long as we are always gathering additional new additional evidence, we can always reopen the case.
Okay. So give Carrie's office a call. Carrie Bolt is here to help you with his staff, and that number, again, is 942-8531. That's 942-8531. Give them a call. All right, but we're talking about the Wall of Heroes. We're talking about what is happening here this week. I think it would be hard if you didn't know, but some people still may not know. Thursday is the opening ceremonies. The Wall is over at Lander. You can go there anytime, day or night. Plan to spend some time. Don't be in a hurry. They also are selling T-shirts, correct, Carrie?
Yes, ma'am. We're selling a lot of different type of T-shirts. We've got shirts that are actually designed for the run that's being put on by Self Memorial. And we're also having shirts for the car show and then also the Hall of Heroes T-shirts. And we have those in two different colors. Black and orange, and they're really awesome design T-shirts, and this is a one-time run on all these shirts, so we're never going to do these again.
So, and how much are the T-shirts? Are they $12?
$10. $10, yes, ma'am.
$10. So go over there, and that is set up there, right there where the wall is, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I guess at the different venues, they'll be selling them, too, when they have the car show up here at Lowe's, they'll be selling them?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. We've got people really helping us out with this, and it's a good thing. And it's, you know, it shows the pride not only for our veterans, but it also shows the pride in All-American County Greenwood.
So what is the money going to be used for? Now, you were telling me, what are you going to use the money for?
Well, majority of this money goes to pay the bills that we have to actually put on this event. And then what we have left over would actually go into a Hall of Heroes fund, and that would buy, once we have a home for the Hall of Heroes, it would buy the plaques that will stay in memory of all these particular veterans that we induct from this county.
Now, what is the Hall of Heroes? You keep talking about this Hall of Heroes. What is it?
Each year, we started this over in Lawrence, and this will be the seventh year there this year. We honor veterans of our county, past and present. And we show them, we thank them for the greatness they've done. How it all started is I had a World War II veteran in Lawrence 7 years ago. He pretty much jumped me outside the courthouse and said he wanted to see things changed. And I looked at this man's record, and I thought, well, who is this man? It turns out this man was only known in the county as a farmer. And we looked at his military record. This man was the winner of 4 Bronze Stars for Valor and a Silver Star. And nobody ever knew of the greatness of this man other than
what war was this?
World War II.
World War II.
Mm-hmm. And then another little quick story. There's 23 names on a stone out behind the courthouse in Lawrence. And these are Vietnam deceased that gave all. And one of those names is a young boy named Michael F. Banks. If you've ever seen the piece of art from Vietnam era where the man's touching the Vietnam wall and the ghosts are touching him back,
mm-hmm.
Michael F. Banks is from Joanna, South Carolina, Lawrence County, and he's that ghost touching him back.
It is. It just gives you chills, doesn't it, when you think about some of this stuff and the little things that we don't know about people that have done great things for not only for us but for our country.
That's correct, and I close that show every year, and I tell people, you never know who you walk by.
That's right. So how will this work as far as the Hall of Heroes here in Greenwood? I know you're looking for an appropriate home. I know that you're going to actually have the dedication of the Hall of Heroes this coming Sunday during the memorial service for 9/11, but that will be at the Lander Amphitheater. How does this work? How does somebody become on the Hall of Heroes?
All they actually do is we need an honorable discharge, and a little narrative saying why you think this particular person should be inducted. And if we can't get your particular veteran inducted that year, then we keep them and we try to roll it over into the next year.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to do as many as we can each year, especially with our older veterans, because our World War II veterans, the death rate is very high, and we try to really show a lot. It's a little bit too much too late, but we want to make it happen for them while they're here.
Now, how many you'll be inducting some members this year?
Seven
for this year. And, of course, then I guess if somebody has a veteran that they'd like to be inducted, I guess what they would do is contact your office for future. Is this how this would work, Carrie?
Yes, ma'am. That'd be exactly how they do it.
So I certainly hope everybody's going to turn out for this ceremony on Sunday, September 11th. It is to honor our veterans, police, fire, and first responders, recognition ceremony, and dedication of the Hall of Heroes. This is going to be a big event.
Yes, ma'am. It surely is.
Now, what's going to happen at this event? Oops, I think we're out of time. I tell you what, when we come back after the news, we're going to talk more about what's going to be happening Sunday and all the times in between, because there's a lot going on this week and you don't want to miss it. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk Radio Station.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Carrie Bolt of the Office of Veterans Affairs, and now live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. I am over here with Carrie Bolt. He is, he's got a lot of weight on his shoulders to get through this weekend and make sure everything comes off without a hitch. I do want to tell you, price of gold is at $1,822. It did drop below that. It has come back up some. But I'm going to tell you what, if it were me, just like I tell you every day, whatever we buy, we sell, because we don't know what the price of gold is going to do tomorrow. So I certainly hope you'll come see us today. A lot of people have come see us today. Price of silver is right back almost $42, $41.55. So come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Take advantage. Anytime it's over $1,800, it's time to sell. If you're ready to sell, come see us. We pay the most, and we pay whether it's in good condition or bad condition. We pay according to its condition. We also pay for the little diamonds and color and whatnot that's in it. So come see us today. So we're talking about the wall that heals. Tomorrow is the opening ceremony at 9 o'clock. After that, the wall is open 24/7. It will be here until September 12th, which is Monday. And then, of course, it goes on to another place. Carrie, I can't tell you what it's going to mean to all these people to be able to come out and see the wall and realize that people's service meant a lot, and that this has been a long time coming as far as that thank you, but it is there, and take advantage of it while it is here. If you get to go to Washington, D.C. to see the wall, that's great, but if you're not, come here. If you've got family or friends that would like to see it, it's an awesome experience. Over 58,000 names on this wall, so please go by there and check it out. But there's a lot going on besides just the wall. I mean, the wall would be awesome enough by itself, but there's a lot more. On Friday from 12 to 3, the Black Hawk helicopter will be at Self Medical Center. They are going to have some demonstrations set up over there. We're actually going to broadcast. I just found out that I'm going to be able to sit right there in the front seat and check it all out. Maybe we'll take it off and take a trip. Who knows? But we'll be there from 12 to 1 with Giveaway Friday, broadcasting live from Self Regional Hospital with the Black Hawk helicopter. I can't wait. All right. What else is happening, though? On Saturday at Self Regional, they are going to have a health fair. Now, that'll be going on from 10 to 3. Now, Carrie, this is actually for veterans, correct?
That's correct. They can also bring their dependents, and what it's going to be for is to do basic health screening for our veterans. All they have to do is walk through the front door of the self-regional and just say, I'm a veteran, and they'll take them from there.
Don't have to be just from Greenwood, do they?
No, ma'am. If you're from out of state and, God forbid, something was found to be wrong, possibly, then they'll fix up a record for you so you can take back to your local physician.
So this is an opportunity to get all those things checked that you should go to a doctor. If you haven't been to a doctor and you'd just like to know, this is your opportunity. And is there a cost for this, Carrie?
Oh, ma'am, totally free. And I mean, that says a lot for this great hospital.
Yes, so to be able to do this, because that takes a lot of time. That'll be going on from 10 until 3, and I'm sure they'll be doing diabetes and cholesterol and heart and all these little checks that you can get done. You can get them all done at Self Regional Healthcare for no cost. And then I didn't know this is actually their dependents, too. Now, do they have to show anything or prove something they're carried? What do they need to bring?
No, ma'am. I think all of our veterans have great integrity, and all they got to do is to show right up and say they're a veteran. And they'll also have doctors there also giving classes, and it's just a great thing they've really done for our veterans. And it shows a lot about how this this hospital cares.
That's right. So it'll be going on 10 to 3 on Saturday. And, Carrie, if you happen to get me some of the, if there's some more information, any classes or anything, I'll be sure to get the word out on that.
I'll do it, ma'am.
All right. So that's going on from 10 until 3. Now, they also are having a run, because part of Self Regional's health care's whole plan is to get us all healthy and put themselves out of a job. Right, Carrie?
Yes, ma'am.
I doubt if that'll happen. But anyway, they are going to be having a run. I believe 7 o'clock is registration, and then the run begins at 8 o'clock. This will be a 5K run. Starts at 8:30, and a 1K. Is it a 1K run at 9 o'clock? Is that
it's a walk, ma'am. Yes,
it's a walk,
yes,
right.
Ma'am.
So how much does this cost, and what's the deal there, Carrie?
From what they told me this morning, it's $12 for an individual. If you have four individuals, it's $40. And by the way, each person gets a shirt. And let me tell you about the shirt. It's awesome military set up on the front, and I can tell you if you have this shirt on, you will never be run over. Because you can see it from space.
From space?
That's right.
From the Space Center?
That's correct. So.
They saw some smoke, you know, from up there at the Space Center. I heard that on the news the other day. So you can see it from Earth here.
I'm telling you, it's awesome design. Awesome. That's all I can tell you. If you're an avid runner, wear your shirt every day. You're good.
You're good. All right. So $40 for a family of four or group of four. And then was there a larger group there, Carrie?
If you have six people, it's $60. Each individual gets a shirt, and they get to do the run or walk. And if you have more than that, then what they do is it would just be $60, and they would just add the price of the shirt.
So this is your opportunity to help out, also to get out there and run. I do know it is supposed to be good weather here, Carrie. How did you manage that?
Prayer.
Yeah, I think they're talking about actually a beautiful weekend going on, and that, of course, is always good to hear, because when you have an outdoor event like this, you just want to know that the weather is going to be good. Saturday, let's see, Friday, it's supposed to be sunny and 86. Saturday, partly cloudy, 86 high, low of 61. And, God, I don't have Sundays here, but maybe we can check that out. Hopefully Sunday will be good, too. So that goes on Saturday. Now, the Wheels for Heroes, this is a cruise-in car and bike rally at Piedmont Plaza, which is actually in the old Lowe's parking lot. What do you anticipate for that, Carrie?
Well, what's going to happen, they're going to have a big car show and also a bike show, and that was by the group Wheels for Heroes. Oh, it's awesome what they've done, and this has really been pushed by Mr. Ken Wilshire.
Mm-hmm.
That man has been instrumental in helping with this program the whole week. But this event with some other car enthusiasts,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I can't say enough. And they've got an awesome shirt for sale, too. Awesome.
So you just got to go around and buy a shirt from everywhere. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm just telling you, this is a pride thing here, a pride thing. And it's all about our veterans.
Well, you know, maybe after this is all over, maybe we ought to have a National T-Shirt Day right here in Greenwood, and everybody show their pride by wearing those T-shirts.
I think we should do that.
Hey, there you go. There's an idea. Okay, they're going to have, they're going to be entertainment going on for the Wheels for Heroes, One Heart, Bad Monkey Experience, now that's a scary one right there, and Young Elvis, Austin Irby, 5 hours of a good time for a very good cause. So they're also going to be showing some new cars over there. Ballantyne Ford is going to be showing some of their new ones. And Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Nissan will include in its offerings an all-electric Nissan Leaf. And, of course, Gary Russ will be there with the muscle car fans with Camaros, Corvettes, and rumored sightings of the hot new electric Volt. So this is going on, what are the hours of that now, Carrie?
That's going to be from 10 till 3.
10 till 3. So we actually have a show going on Saturday morning. It's called From Trash to Treasures Along a Country Road. We play classic country on WCRS. I am going to try to go over there since it's so close and see if we can't do a little live remote right there from the event. What do you think?
I think you should be there.
Okay. Well, we'll be over there checking it all out for you, making sure that you know what's going on. But this is 10 to 3, and it will be right there at the Lowe's building, old Lowe's building, right here on the bypass, right up the street from Sharp Facets. So, but then there's a parade. As if that's not enough, Carrie, then there's a parade. Now, tell us where the parade starts and what's going to be in the parade.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that nobody can say there's nothing going on in Greenwood that day, so I'd like to clear that up. And also, the parade's going to start right down the street from my office. I think it's near the old Greenwood High School,
right
at the fire department. And we're going to take the parade from there up Main Street, so we want everybody to come out because we're going to have troops. We've got military equipment. I've got tanks. I've got everything, and we're going to go to the entrance of Lander and go down and walk by the wall, mm-hmm. and I think that's the appropriate thing to do.
Absolutely. Now, then, will this equipment and everything, is it going to end up back in Uptown Greenwood?
What I'm going to do is the tanks, we're going to take those, and I'm checking with the county right now to see if we can leave them on static display at the old library.
Oh, okay, at the old library.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. So we've got some very, very new state-of-the-art equipment in one tank, Paladin, mm-hmm. Bradley. So come see it.
Come see it. So you'll be able to check these out and see them. They'll be here for the weekend. Now, are those coming in Friday afternoon?
Yes, ma'am. They'll be Friday at about noon, so it'll start pulling in. So if you want to, you know, come by, check it out early, that'd be fine, too.
And those will be at, like at the fire department? Or
I'm going to park them right there, right below there. Their interest to go into their building.
Okay.
Fire department's watching for me.
The fire department is watching for you on Friday, so if you'd like to check that out, they are going to have a military parade. It's going to be something to see. Starts at 12 o'clock right there in Uptown Greenwood. Make sure you're there. Make sure you show out to be there. Now, so you have all different groups and probably some motorcycle groups and everything that are part of this?
If you want to be a part of that parade, I don't care if you come in a wagon. Long as you got something on the side that says we support the troops or we have something good about my veterans. And let me tell you, this is the major thing is about our veterans. But again, I want to emphasize, if you're fire, police, or EMS, it's a big tribute to you this year and also honor the people of 9/11. So we also have that night of the actual ceremony. We want to get all of our police, fire, and EMS out there so they can be honored.
So is that for Saturday or for Sunday?
That'll be for Sunday.
For Sunday.
Yes.
Okay. So we've now gone through Saturday. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about this ceremony on Sunday. It's something that you don't want to miss. I just found out what's going to be there. We're going to share it with you. So don't you go away.
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime. From Mother Earth with love, a diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
Thank you for joining us here on Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Carrie Bolt with the Office of Veterans Affairs. Now live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
If you have a veterans issue, you need to contact them. Their office is right here in Greenwood at Park Plaza. Their number, 942-8531. That's 942-8531 is his office. And give them a call. You know, if you've been turned down, don't think that it's the end of the road. Maybe they didn't investigate all the possibilities. You know, Carrie, it's a lot easier to say no than it is to say yes, isn't it?
That's correct. That's why we say keep appealing if you have to.
That's right. So, and you know, you may not have had all the information, so it got turned down just on that aspect, but you're able to look at these records and whatnot and see what needs to be added to it to make it come together.
If a veteran's turned down, what I'll usually do is when they get their decision letter back, I have the veteran leave me a copy. And I'll sit there in the evening, and I'll read the letter. And usually I can find the flaw of maybe what evidence they would have overlooked or needed. then that's how we tell the veteran, hey, get us this, and we'll help you do the appeal process.
Sure, sure. So don't feel, and particularly like you were saying for older veterans, I think for newer veterans, it's a little more streamlined in everything today, isn't it?
Younger veterans understand computers and how to generate different things as forms, and we can help them easier. Older veterans, no, they don't understand. So what we do, we just do it all. We just gather the information from that particular veteran, and we do the whole process for them.
And we also want to really mention Vietnam vets, because they're kind of, there's been, like you said in the beginning of the show, there's health issues and things that they've come online and they are helping with. So if you have never claimed anything or never thought you were due anything, now's your opportunity really to check it out. Would that be correct, Gary?
That's correct. Just a classic example. One of the main problems that they've had, they just generated one of the new health issues, is ischemic heart disease.
Ischemic heart disease?
Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get veterans with retro payments, or actually get them compensated for this if they have it.
Wow.
So that's a new one. So we encourage
you. Veterans Affairs actually changes, doesn't it? I mean, it's not static. What was once something is not necessarily something today.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah, I mean, you've got to be on the ball. You've got to be, you know, constantly getting
proactive.
Updates. That's right.
Proactive.
That's right. Yeah. We're not seat warmers.
No. Okay. Well, listen, if you've got an issue, why not give them a call? That's 942-8531 at their office. Carrie's going to be very busy this week, and next week, who knows where we'll find him. But his office is there day in and day out, Monday through Friday. They're there. They want to talk to you. So do that today. Now, we wanted to talk a little bit before we go off the air here. What is happening on Sunday?
Sunday at 1:30, we're going to start wreath laying ceremonies. So, I mean, anybody's welcome to come out there and lay anything honorably at the wall at any time. But we'll have Honor Guard unit there, so if they'd like to do it in a more formal setting, that'll be from 1:30 till 4. And then that evening at 5 is when we actually kick off the honoring of our first inductees of Hall of Heroes from Greenwood County.
Is that 5 or 5:30?
5:30. Sorry.
Okay, yeah, okay. I know you wanted to have it at 5, but where was some logistics that made it happen at 5:30?
The Adjutant General of this state is a great man, and he firmly believes in this program, and he asked if I could give him 30 minutes flight time, and he is flying directly to Lander for me.
That's right. So we interviewed him, I think it was last week we interviewed him. His name is Robert Livingston, Adjutant General to the state of South Carolina, and it was a very fascinating interview, and I know it's going to be, he's actually the keynote speaker, is he not?
Yes, ma'am, he is.
Now, so there's going to be some other people there, too, correct?
Congressman Jeff Duncan, he'll also be speaking. Great man, great man. Both these men are great.
Absolutely. So you don't want to miss this. Now, this will be at the amphitheater right there on Lander University, and, of course, that's right up from where the wall is. It's right in the, how would you describe it? It's right in the front of Lander is where they were setting up the wall. I drove by it this morning.
Yes, ma'am. And then the amphitheater is, of course, behind the tower.
So you can sure go to that. Now, what is it that we're doing here at 5:30? We're recognizing, what are we actually going to be talking about?
Well, we're going to be talking about a lot of things. One primary thing is the honoring of the Vietnam era veterans. The other is the 10th year anniversary of 9/11. And then we're going to talk about a little bit more about some different individual veterans. We'll tell you their names yet. And then we're going to have everybody who is there that is a part of law enforcement, fire, or EMS. They will all come up on that stage, and we will give them a particular pin honoring them and also 9/11.
So this is going to be a very meaningful ceremony. Now, you've got some special effects you're going to have going on.
I've got with the director of SLED, and he is an awesome man. What they're going to do, they're going to bring an old, slick UH-1 helicopter. They're going to keep it out at the hospital for me, and we're going to spin it up a few minutes before our program starts, and that's going to do our flyover. And I think that would be one of the highlights of the show for our Vietnam veterans because of the distinct sound that the chopper makes itself. And then they're going to fly out front and use their Daystar light and light up the wall, pay a tribute there, then fly back over. So I think that's the the right thing for the right program.
Absolutely. So, you know, those were the helicopters that took veterans that had been injured and were bringing people into there, right?
It was the workhorse of that era of service. It brought men into battle, from battle. It was also a gunship, and most importantly, it took them back for medical care.
Absolutely. So I know that's going to bring back a lot of memories. And, you know, that's really what this is all about. It is about memories, whether it's memories about 9/11, whether it's memories about the Vietnam War, or memories about any veteran that has served, because there's been so many conflicts in our world.
Yes, ma'am. And this is the time. And again, this is the right place for it. Greenwood is an all-American place.
Well, Carrie Bolt, I think you should be commended for bringing this, pulling this together and getting it rolling over here in Greenwood. I know you had it over at Presbyterian College, a couple of years ago? Or
2007.
So it's right that this is coming here to Greenwood now. I know you've worked very hard, and I know a lot of volunteers have, but you know what? Without you spearheading this, Carrie Bolt, I'm not sure this would have come together the way it's come together. You certainly have worked hard to make for an experience for all.
Well, thank you, but I couldn't have done it without the great all-American people of Greenwood. One more thing I'd like to say also, at 11 p.m. that night before we close,
mm-hmm.
They're going to do a candlelight vigil at the wall. So we'd appreciate if you'd stay or come.
Stay or come. So
yes,
that'll
ma'am.
Be going on at 11 o'clock. So you have plenty of opportunity to get out there, whether you go at 8 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't matter. Go on by. It is right there at Lander University. It officially opens tomorrow. They are setting up today. If you want to drive by and just see it, it is being set up. There's quite a group there working, putting it all together, Carrie.
Yes, ma'am. We've got great volunteers and also the personnel from Lander helping.
That's right. So next year, of course, there'll be a different event, but this year the Wall of Heroes is here. And, of course, it's a scale model of the wall, the Vietnam Wall, which is up there in Washington, D.C. So don't miss this opportunity. Day or night, you can go by there. There will be people there, I guess, 24/7?
Yes, ma'am.
So regardless of what time you go by, you'll be able to find a loved one on that wall, find out the information. And don't forget, every time you buy a T-shirt, Carrie wants everybody to know you're helping this great event.
That's correct.
All right. Carrie Bolt, thank you so much for being here today. I know
thank
it was
you,
a struggle for you to be out because you got so much going on, but we all appreciate you being here today.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you, too.
All right. We're going to be broadcasting from the Black Hawk on Friday, so you got to tune in to WLMA for Meet Me at the Diner. Hey, this is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.